entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Dare Brandon Johnson and J.D. Prisker try to convince us in Chicago that crime is down when Brandon Johnson have 150 police detail following him and his family around everywhere they go. Prisker, he don't even be in Chicago. And the place he had that he live at and that's in Chicago have gates, cameras, police details all around it. We keep allowing these crooks to tell us what's going on in our communities. I keep telling you all, when crime is down, when crime is really down and we don't have the things to worry about in our community like shootings and murder and carjackings and things like that, we can tell that, we know that, because we can feel safe, we would feel safe in our communities. We don't need no lying, crooked politician to lie and try to convince us that crime is down.
That woman is on fire. She is a Chicago resident, and she is PO'd that Governor Pritzker says, and Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, crime is down. We're doing fine here. We don't need any National Guard troops in here. We don't need anything that we can't handle. I mean, we've got everything under control. But as she pointed out, she's exaggerating a little bit, but that's okay. She has every right to, because she's in the middle of Chicago and what's going on. She said you got Brandon Johnson running around with 150 guards around him all the time. I don't think it's that many, but you get the point, correct? And then she also had, then you got Governor Pritzker. He don't even live here. He's got a compound where he lives. The only thing she did not mention, it is surrounded by a moat filled with alligators. Okay, I made that up. I agree. I made that one up. But I'm all into it. Chicago residents know crime. They're dealing with it. They're living with it. Same thing in Boston. And we had almost a riot in Boston again the other night. And part of it had to do with ICE, and some of it would just spilled over to, well, if that crime's okay, attacking ICE officers, we can do more. And it continues in Portland. There are other cities they'd like to, but they realize might not have that much support here for it. Good. Because ICE is doing the best job it can at this point. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, October 15, 2025. Quick note for you. If you filed for an extension on your taxes back in April, today it's all due. And by midnight tonight. And if you don't, the penalties will continue to accrue, and you might get a letter from the IRS. With Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more information than you have when we began. I make that promise every day and every hour for this audience. You are important to me. We want to make sure we deliver everything we can. Unfortunately, at the end of each hour, there's a lot of stuff on the side I just couldn't get to. But I will tell you later in this hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Let me make it very clear to you, Esquire Sports Medicine is a sponsor. I'm not trying to slip them in and not let you know that. I'm going to be always up front with you. But Dr. Draghi, with decades as a chiropractor, knows his stuff. And I do use him. And he says, you know, a lot of folks look at chiropractors as just doing bone manipulation, spinal manipulation, he said, but there's a lot more involved to it. You're going to hear from him later. And I want you to be listening, because he might well touch upon some subject or issue that you've been dealing with. You make your decision where you want to go. But anyway, he will join us, and he's an expert on it. The other thing we have going on is this complete and total battle constantly going after ICE agents. with the help and assistance, and I wouldn't doubt direction sometimes, from Governor Pritzker or Mayor Johnson. Governor Pritzker came out the other day, and he made it very clear that there will be retribution to ICE agents for carrying out their informed and directed duty.
I don't trust at all that the Trump administration is going to hold any of these people responsible. We will. We're going to call for accountability. And indeed, you know, the tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run.
Yeah. He's saying, basically, we may come back after you. Even when Trump's gone. That's a direct threat. It is. It's not even thinly veiled. The only caution you could put around, he says, we may come after you. The may could be built on the fact he won't be in power anymore, Pritzker, which will be fine by me and the state of Illinois. But when they're simply carrying out their J-O-B, now, in our next segment, we're going to get into some differences as to how far, or not the next segment, but before we wrap up today, how far ICE agents are going. Are they going too far? We keep hearing stories. Remember the story about they were grabbing kids and zip-tying their hands behind their back? There was never any video. Wouldn't you think if that was happening, everybody around would have been shooting pictures. No video. You know why? It never happened. It never happened. Some Looney Tune sitting in a back bean chair decided to, well, it'd be interesting if they're zip-tying kids, wouldn't it? It's a lie. And Attorney General Bondi says our ICE agents, despite what Pritzker and even Chicago Mayor Johnson are doing, we're doing our job.
They are forbidding in Chicago, this mayor, Brandon Johnson, is forbidding the police to work with ICE to get illegal aliens off the streets. Here's one example. There was an illegal Mexican in Chicago. He should have been in prison, illegally there. He was in prison. He got released from prison. Instead of being deported, they kept him right there, and he beat a 21-year-old to death in Chicago. How are they condoning this behavior?
They can't. They just say, oh, we got everything under control. Not looking at that teenager, you don't have everything under control. I had a commentary that had been running today talking about various truck drivers I know, they're estimating one out of every 12 to maybe 15 trucks on the highway is being driven by an illegal. I don't mean an immigrant that came into the country legally. I have no issue with that. We're talking about illegals who came in and got their licenses through the state of California or New York. They go to a blue state, they're going to be able to get a license. And they want them to have the license so they can not just drive a big rig and endanger you on the highway, but endanger your vote so they can use that to get voter identification and be voting when they shouldn't be. They're here illegally. But these fellow guys I know, yes, some of them are poker players. Come on, I'll be honest with you. But they're truck drivers, or they have friends who are. They said, it's pretty dangerous out there right now. You got a bunch of these guys going around. Half of them can't speak any kind of English. We know that for a fact that one got given his commercial driver's license in California and ended up in Florida. Not sure if he drove a truck there or how he got there, but he decides to do basically a U-turn on an interstate using those crossing areas where police and emergency vehicles can cross over. And it clearly says emergency vehicles only. Well, this guy, when you go back and look at his testing, he only stood maybe two English statements given him out of 20. And when it came to road signs, he couldn't identify more than three of 15 road signs. So he might have thought it's okay to make this turn. And three people died because of that. I mentioned in my commentary today, we also had one given his license in New York State. And he got stopped in Oklahoma. And they looked at his driver's license. And you know what was written on? I kid you not, on his driver's license, when he came to the name, it said, printed on the driver's license from New York, no name given. Might as well call him Rumpelstiltskin. But you cannot ignore the danger on the road. They just completed a joint traffic enforcement blitz along Interstate 40 in western Oklahoma, and they arrested 120 immigration violators, 91 of them operating commercial vehicles. This is a three-day operation conducted by ICE and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. So in 3 days, they made approximately 520 contacts, conducted records checks, arrested 100 illegals, and 91 of them were operating commercial vehicles, basically 18-wheelers going down the highway at max speed. As I pointed out in my commentary today, be aware that watch those truckers. Truckers used to be kings of the road, always safety, always watching out for you as well. I think many are. Many still are out there. But we got a lot of them that should not even be in this nation. Now, what is happening to one extent by getting a lot of them off the road, drivers are getting extra money for each load they carry because they got to get the load somewhere. Fewer drivers, so more money going to the drivers that have their CDL and are legal American citizens and know how to read the various road signs and English. In the meantime, the shutdown continues, and I am sure it's going to end before Thanksgiving, but that's still a long ways away, and the pressure will come at some point. Democrats will have to fold their tent, and I'm not saying, why don't you do it now? No, you want the American people to suffer. Make them suffer. Well, when you listen to Speaker Mike Johnson as to how they want to pad this clean resolution bill with all their special programming, yeah, they would still want you to suffer.
And they would send $500 million to liberal news outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion of American taxpayer funds for wasteful spending for international projects. Here's a couple of examples. This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras. They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe. They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa. And $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa. We are not doing that.
Good, good. I am worried about the locusts in Africa. Give me a break. Let me go back through that. Some of it, anyway. $5 extra billion they want to keep in this resolution. And if they don't get it, that's why they're going to stay out. That's not really why. But those are some of the things they're trying to shoo in. And Schumer is trying to hold the line. He's got to make himself look tough to Trump so the leftists won't come for his head in the primary. But again, Speaker Johnson laying out that they don't want the government open unless it includes in that clean resolution $25 million for climate resilience in Honduras. Do they know in Honduras they need to be fighting against the climate? I don't know, but I'm not wanting to spend $25 million of U.S. taxpayers on it. And almost $4 million to LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Balkans. Not even in the USA, in the Balkans. And let me make a note here. It used to be gays and homosexuals. Okay? And a lot of gays and homosexuals I know, they're absolutely disgusted with what is happening, this LGBTQ plus 1A. You know why they keep adding on the letters to the alphabet? They want more membership. Some of the people don't know if they're gay or homosexual, so maybe they fit in the other categories. So it makes us look bigger. It makes you look dumber. And I've had that same statement given me by one of my gay friends. Yes, I have gay friends. I'm not judging them. I don't condone it, but that's between them and God. And they're adult. I have no issue. Unless they're preying on children, and the gays I know would not do so. Oh, and don't forget, $2 million for feminist democratic principles in Africa. They keep throwing these things in about feminines, females, women, and yet they can't describe what a woman is. They can't describe what a woman is. But they want to give $2 million for feminist democratic principles in Africa. Do they need to have feminist democrat principles in Africa? Probably, I guess. But why are we wanting to spend $2 million of our money on it? The answer is we're not. So this shutdown could continue. The good thing about it is they made sure that money has been put aside from different areas to pay our military. They're getting their money on pay. And the crunch is going to come as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Are we going to have enough traffic controllers to handle all the air traffic? You might not make it to grandma's house, but this is where the Democrats will end up caving. Why don't they do it now and save the American people additional suffering? Because they're going to do it anyway. But they want you to suffer. Coming up, one of my sponsors, but he's an expert in chiropractic medicine, Dr. Bill Draghi with Esquire Sports Medicine. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate, McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I always let the audience know if I bring a sponsor on board. I don't want to try to pull one over on you. And this sponsor is an expert in healing, chiropractic, holistic medicine, and more. Also a very good friend, Dr. Bill Draghi, founder of Esquire Sports Medicine. Bill, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Good talking with you, Larry.
Let me begin by getting a little background on Esquire Sports Medicine. You're not a Johnny come lately to this game.
No, Larry, we've been in practice for near 50 years now.
I don't know of any hospitals that had any sports injury clinics going back that far.
Well, yeah, long before hospitals had sports medicine departments, Esquire Sports Medicine represented teams and athletes.
I think I've shared with you before that I have a nephew who was going to become a doctor, and he was going to A&M, and he spent his summers working for a chiropractor and to earn some money, and he ended up switching to chiropractic medicine. In fact, came here to Logan to finish up and get his full degree in chiropractic medicine because he likes the hands-on rather than just constantly pumping people with drugs.
Well, over my years, I've had multiple doctors come through the office. We probably trained at least 15 to 20 physicians who now have their own offices here in St. Louis and across the country.
But you don't just do manipulation of bones. You do deeper issues.
No. Chiropractic, it's not just me, Larry. It's all chiropractic. We treat all musculoskeletal injuries, shoulders, knees, elbows, any musculoskeletal injury that your chiropractic doctor is a person that can handle that without medication or surgery.
Now, you treat a lot of pros, and you get them back on the field. So what could someone bring you that you couldn't take care of? Or do you have others you can call on?
Well, I've always said if we can get a professional athlete or even a collegiate athlete back to playing, we can certainly get someone back from a motor vehicle accident or a work injury.
I was in Monday, as you well know. I was sharing with the audience, my back has been a mess for some time. I've had major surgery on it. It was okay for a while, but then it began to come around and bother me more. And I'd been told that you start getting your body out of line, you start compensating if you don't get it taken care of. And I started with two days out of the week, and now I'm down to one. And again, I walked in the other day, and when I came out, I felt a lot better.
Well, everybody is different. So we treat patients on an individual basis. I work with medical physicians, neurosurgeons, pain management every day of the week. If it's something, I always say on my website, if I can't handle it, I'm going to refer you to somebody that can.
That includes MRI, x-rays, post-surgery treatment, and so forth?
MRIs. Yes, MRIs, CTs, pain management injections I can refer out to, all the above our main thing is taking care of the patients, and whoever can help the patient, that's who I'm going to send them to.
I like that. I like that a lot. In fact, you did do that with me, and I was just talking to Dr. Ari Levy that you had sent me to run an MRI on me, and he said, you know, looking at that, I don't think we need to do surgery, but at least it felt good to get a second opinion.
Yeah, I like to, especially in cases where you've had a chronic problem for years, I like to do MRIs and current MRIs, and then I rely on Dr. Levy, a fine neurosurgeon here in St. Louis. I like to get their opinion in these cases because sometimes they'll see things that I don't see. And I like the conservative doctors that, you know, that would rather do pain management therapy versus surgery. Surgery should be the last thing you should think about.
Right. And, you know, that's the other thing, though. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but, you know, Larry, people come in the office all the time, and I look at them, I say, I can't help you. And then I'll refer them to groups of doctors in specialty areas that will help them. And then these doctors refer them back to me for post-operative rehab.
And that would be where you can be helpful. And the other thing about it is many of them that when they come in, they're in pain. They want to be seen pretty quick, but most folks say, well, 30 days, we can get you in 30 or 20 days.
Well, in our clinic, we pride ourselves in getting in within a 24-hour, and we've got multiple physicians. We try to get you in within a 24-hour period, and I try to get the MRIs within at least a week to get the results as fast as possible.
Now, a lot of folks are probably thinking, well, I don't know if I can afford it. How insurance step in a lot?
Well, again, I've been in practice for almost 50 years. There's no insurance carrier that's not covered under chiropractic in my office. And if they don't have, a lot of times people that are in motor vehicle accidents or work injuries, their employer or the insurance companies who's responsible for their injuries are the ones that pick up the bill.
But there's nothing better than suddenly, you know, a walk-in kind of bent over on one side, suffering deeply in my left back, and I walk out standing tall.
Well, Larry, every case is not like that, but sometimes you get those situations where you can immediately help them. But most of the time it takes a few visits, and sometimes it takes other providers besides myself, like pain management, for medication or injection therapy.
Now, when you're working in cohorts with them, I would think the patient has, and I know by personal experience, has a full treatment schedule, and it will come about quicker than just trying to rely on one source.
Well, needless to say, you put your minds together with other people who've been in practice for a long time. We usually can come up with some solution which gives the patient some pain relief, not maybe entirely and doesn't cure them, but at least we get them on the path. And my main thing is I try to get them to do more outside the office than inside the office. Water therapy, exercise programs, anything that can keep them moving. I just recently did a talk for Mensa, you know, the gentlemen that have
high IQ. I'm not part of that high IQ. Go ahead.
nor am I. But they asked me to speak on longevity. And so doing my research and what I had known previously about it, the number one situation for people living longer and living a good life is exercise. So I kind of knew that, but I stress that situation is they have to do something besides just come to the office for treatment.
One other thing, I still want to go back to the fact that when somebody comes in, they're hurting. They don't want to wait 3, 6, even they don't want to wait. They want something right then.
Oh, again, my policies will get them in within 24 hours. Now, the weekend is a different story, but we have Saturday morning hours specifically. In fact, I did the Saturday morning hours before urgent care centers were in, and I used to see a ton of sports from high school athletics because a lot of the sports are Friday nights. So I was one of the only clinics that was open on Saturday mornings. Now urgent care has come in, and that's okay. As long as they're seeing somebody on a needed basis in some urgency, I'm okay with that.
One other thing before I let you go, Dr. Drege. We're listening to Dr. Bill Drege, founder of Esquire Sports Medicine. And you also were, you and I first met playing golf. I watched you take a on a 450-yard par four, and you bang that thing right onto the green. You have a long drive contest that you and your groups get together.
Well, we did it for 20 years, Larry. It was the St. Louis Long Drive team. There were six of us involved in that, and we raised over $1 million in 20 years in sitting at holes, hitting balls for charity, raising money for charity. I did the competition, the world competition you saw on ESPN.
Right.
Usually it was Christmas Day. I did that for 20 years. So that was kind of after my baseball career, and I had to do something athletic-wise, and it filled that slot.
Well, all I know is I watched you hit that thing off the tee now, and I saw it. I don't mean land short of the green and run up. It hit the green. Now, it was an upper tee level, but still, I was impressed. I want to do that, but I can't. But I think you might get me back onto the course.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. But long drive is like a singing voice. I mean, a lot of guys hit the ball long, but the distance the guys do in the world championships, that's a God-given gift. And my master's degree is in body mechanics, and I used to talk to the guys at the champions and ask them if they did anything specifically. Like I had one guy that was the javelin champion for the Big Ten. He won the world championship. Another guy that I couldn't figure out, he was 6'4", and he hit it 400 yards, and he was skinny as a rail. He told me he could throw a frisbee further than anybody that I would know. So that gave me the answer. He had really fast wrists.
Good mechanics.
So there's multiple combinations.
Dr. Drege, we're up against the clock. Dr. Drege and Esquire Sports Medicine, thank you for your time, sir.
Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Drege and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Music, white boy. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
If Donald Trump's political power lies in being able to convince his supporters of anything and everything, then loud public dissent from inside his coalition, from prominent MAGA influencers, might be the thing that will melt his carefully crafted alternative fact-based reality faster than the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. And that is exactly what is starting to happen with his brutal and ugly and clunky and wildly unpopular mass deportation scheme. The sight and the sound and the smells of heavily armed federal agents sweeping up people with no criminal records. Everyone from grandmas to kids with arrests everywhere from outside of schools to outside of bakeries, even to a Marine base.
She used everything against ICE agents except a train wreck. And that was coming. That was MSNBC's Deadline host. Perfect. Perfect. Should be called just Dead. Nicole Wallace. Claiming that Donald Trump's MAGA coalition is being fractured by his, quote, wildly unpopular mass deportation scheme. Fractured, they want you to believe it's all breaking apart. It won't be able to be put back together again. It's not broken that far apart. There's a lot of give and take, and I'd be one of them. And in fact, when I give you my opinion in a moment, you might fracture yourself away from me. I hope you don't hurt yourself. I'll get you an appointment with Dr. Draghi. So, Wallace was saying, and again, they write this in the most demeaning way they can and using all the adjectives to push buttons. She said, and I'm quoting from her, from prominent MAGA influencers, he might end up finding things or hearing things that, quote, will melt his carefully crafted alternative fact-based reality faster than the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Wow. And then she talks about the sight, the sound, the smells of heavily armed arrest federal agents. Smells? You just threw that in there. You know they did. Then they talk about arresting people, sweeping them up with no criminal records. I'm going to come back to that. But she adds to that, taking kids away from their parents or parents away from the kids. Stop it right there. If you have violated a law and the cops pull you over and you have your kids with you, you're going to be separated from your children. Do you want your children to go to the jail with you? They didn't do anything. They'll be held and family services will be called until you get a relative to step in and take care of them. But they will be separated from their parent. This goes back, you remember when Trump was first in office, obviously, and they were trying to put up fences and separating, and as they said then, they were putting kids and families in cages, the very same facilities that Obama had used, the exact same, and the new ones built were exactly the same. But they were all down there crying, they're taking children from their parents, how dare they? First of all, it wasn't clear that the kids belonged to them because they were not vetting them. They were not running any DNA test. You get some 50-year-old guy that's bringing across a 4-year-old child and says, this is my granddaughter. Well, how do I know that it's your granddaughter? How do I know you're not transporting her, trafficking her to a sex den? It's actually protecting children. So when she's talking about influencers that are part of the fracturing this meltdown, she again is really overstepping it, and she's referring to something that happened on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. And when you listen to Joe, don't be so dismissive, and I'll explain when we finish.
The way it looks is horrific. It looks, it when you're are just arresting people in front of their kids and just normal, regular people that have been here for 20 years, that everybody who has a heart can't get along with that.
No.
Everybody who has a heart sees that and goes, that can't be right. That can't be right. That can't be the only way to do this.
Right.
Because you have to think, look, yeah, we have to have a border. Yes, it should have been secure. Yes, they should make sure you know who everybody is before they get in.
Yeah.
But when people been here for 20 years, like, come on. That's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Let's find a way. If they've been productive members of society for 20 years, no criminal record, they worked the entire time, they paid taxes. Find them a pathway to citizenship. Find a way where you can do this thing that you want to do, which is keep terrorists and cartel members from getting across the border with drugs that kill 100,000 people a year. Okay, but also have a heart. Because if you don't, you're not going to get anybody on your side.
Now, Joe Rogan is right on several of those points, and I will agree. I don't want a full sweep of those who have been here illegally, even coming across during the Biden years, if they're not doing anything wrong. But they did break our federal law until Biden said, I'll send you an app that will make you eligible to come in, which, again, was a way to circumvent the law. If they've done nothing wrong, I'm not that interested in throwing them out right away. We do need a labor force, but they got to be properly trained. They got to be able to speak English. They got to be able to read English if it involves driving or any kind of mechanical device. If they've been living in the shadows and not bothering anyone, just earning money for themselves and their families, I'm not that interested in hustling them out. But the problem is a lot of those who are among the most vicious, notorious, or hiding in the midst of the others, just like Hamas did in Palestine. Hiding in the midst, using them as human shields. You don't dare come get me because I'm here with all these people that are really good, illegal immigrants. As he said, nobody has a heart for that to happen like that. I don't. Do you? I don't. So we need to have some reform, but we also need to identify and deal with the issue. The other day, I don't know if you caught it, but I just wanted to go back to it. J.D. Vance was on ABC with George Snuffleupagus, who thought he could destroy J.D. Vance.
I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that. And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. Meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to pay our troops because Chuck Schumer has shut down the government. You are focused on a bogus story. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who has done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government's shut down. Let's talk about the real issues, George. I think the American people would benefit much more from that than from you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, Lieutenant George, Governor J.D. I said that Pritchard's I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
Not going to let him clarify that. Honestly, it was not a rabbit hole that George took him down. It was an S-hole, a sewer hole. Let me go that direction for you. Man said, you spent 15 minutes talking to me about this without any real evidence and what you claim is an FBI tape. And not that the FBI would ever lie to us, would they? No. There are a lot of good FBI agents in the field. They were there even during the Biden years, and they just keeping their head down trying to do their job of law and order, not get wrapped up into politics. But a lot of them saw, this is where I make my bones. This is where I get extra stripes if I step up and support the Biden team and terrorize the American public. They're worried about border ICE patrol agents terrorizing the American public. How many parents got terrorized by FBI agents following them to PTA meetings, sitting in and taking notes on them, following them home? How many got terrorized by that? Well, you say, Larry, they didn't have any reason to be terrorized. Nothing happened to them. But they didn't know that. And if the government has been weaponized against you for your political beliefs, this is just short. I don't want to make it the exact, but it's just short of putting a bullet into someone fighting for free speech like Charlie Kirk. In the meantime, we have Title IX issues again and again. We've got men being allowed to play basketball against girls, and this is not going to fly in basketball world.
We realized there was a boy on the team, and let me just say, this person is 18 years old, so he's a grown man at this point that was playing on a JV basketball game with 14 and 15 year olds. So I went up and I talked to the athletic director and I said, can you tell me if that's a boy on the team? And he said, I'm not going to, you know, say we do not discriminate based on sexual identity. And I said, well, President Trump signed an executive order saying there's no boys or men in women's or girls sports. And he said, we do not have to follow that. We follow Washington state law, right, and WIAA. So once that happened and I realized that Francis was sitting out, it wasn't until towards the end of the game when there was a lot that went on between the time that we realized there was this boy on the team. And when she was leaving, she was so mad. She felt like she had been exposed, and it was just a terrible situation. She walked by and said that you're a man. She was so frustrated in the situation. And that is why she has been now charged with bullying, harassment,
and
intimidation for misgendering this person.
Because she walked by this 15-year-old who had to do the locker room, share the locker room with an 18-year-old, and she got beat by them, and then she walked past him and said, you're a man. Oh, you misgendered me. I'm filing a lawsuit. All right. Then you're a stupid man. How's that? This woke policy, we are going to rip apart, hopefully sooner than later. And sometimes you're going to have to get right back in their face. And Boston's about to find out how that works. Boston is to host the World Cup Games. International audience for the World Cup Games. Boston, a host city for the 2026 World Cup. 7 games set to be played at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. But now Trump is saying, you've had street takeovers in several Massachusetts cities. You're fighting our ICE agents. He said, I love the people of Boston, but your mayor, Michelle Wu, is not good. I think she's hurting Boston. And if somebody is doing a bad job, and I think there are unsafe conditions, I'm going to call and say, let's move the games to another location. And we would. They wouldn't want to, but they could do it, and they would. Maybe this is the right time. We need to do it now. And he finished by saying, Boston better clean up their act. That's all I can say. Michelle Wu responded Tuesday night in a public statement, though she did not mention President Trump's name. Boston is honored and excited to have and host the World Cup matches. We look forward to welcoming fans from all around the world to our beautiful city, the cradle of liberty and the city of champions. You got a Massachusetts Democrat senator who responded on X to the president. Trump is absurd, but not surprising. The most unsafe thing Captain Chaos can do is move the games to an unprepared city. Foxborough, Boston, we've been planning for years with our Fed partners. But if it's going to be unsafe, and you get somebody killed during the World Cup games when they came from Spain or Iceland or wherever, I don't know that it's that big in Iceland, but they might be there. We have let the Democrat woke destroy so many of our prime cities. We need to take them back. So what did you learn this hour? More tomorrow. Class back in session at 6. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.